Gateway of Acceptance.
Accepting each moment as it is perhaps the most direct gateway to inner peace. And you will see it is also connected to the gateways of the inner body and of silence. When we say each moment, we mean, of course, this moment, now, because that's all there ever is. The word yes takes you through the gateway of this moment. Say yes to this moment, and immediately you can sense an increased aliveness in the body. Accept this moment the way it is. Why? Because when you argue with what is, you suffer. You are not at peace. With a yes to this moment, no matter what this moment brings, you are out of the prison of the mind which lives in and through denial of this moment. The thinking mind lives through no to the moment. So this is the gateway of yes to now. To walk through the gateway of now, you have to be in inner alignment with what we could call the suchness of this moment. If the yes is full and uncompromising, and the now is embraced fully, there's a sudden heightening of alertness. And through that increased alertness, your sense perceptions become enormously more acute. It's not just that the colors and the shapes have an aliveness. It goes beyond sense perception. You sense the deep aliveness of everything. You sense it in the world of nature, but you even sense it in so-called inanimate objects. Even they emanate an aliveness. Sometimes what arises in the now may be unpleasant. There may be noise or drama, things breaking down, loss or illness of some kind, or things collapsing all around you. This will happen because the forms of life continuously disappear and dissolve. Forms don't last for very long. So I'm not saying the now is always fine and just be happy. That doesn't work. There are things that are dreadful that happen in the now. At this very moment on the planet, many, many dreadful things are happening, although they may not be in your field of consciousness. All you can do is simply to surrender to the now and whatever appears in your field of consciousness at this moment. That's where the power arises. And even if it is awful, you don't even call it awful anymore. You allow it so completely that something deeper than the appearance emerges as the goodness beyond opposites. So you don't become happy when something nice happens and unhappy when something bad happens. That distinction goes. There is simply the isness of now. There's no longer the calling it this or calling it that, a me saying, yes, I like, I want, or no, I don't like, I don't want. The me dissolves by simply allowing the now. That is the process of dissolving illusion through the simple act of allowing the isness of this moment. Loss always happens in one's life. Loss of possessions, loss of a human being, loss of some position or status. When this happens, the me says, I'm no longer in control. Who am I now? Any kind of loss would usually increase unhappiness. But it is always a great opportunity for surrendering into what really is a sense of space left by the form that just dissolved. That spaciousness is painful to the mind. It is like a limb is being torn from your body and a big hole suddenly appears. It could be the loss of somebody close to you, either through somebody leaving you or somebody dying. And that is painful. But spiritually, there is a great opportunity if you can accept and surrender to the simple fact that all forms of life dissolve sooner or later. Every form of life leaves you sooner or later. Knowing that, when a form goes, you're able to allow it, offer no resistance.